and welcome to News at Noon for November 8, 2012. Elections decided statewide as well as in Grant County. Grant County residents came out in force to vote for their preferred candidates. Early and some absentee voters had turned out at a 37% rate as of the last day of early voting on November 3rd. The turnout on Election Day raised the overall voting rate to more than 50%. Turnout on Election Day at the voter convenience centers, especially the two in Silver City, featured long lines, but as one voter said, it wasn't bad. We visited while in line. In the presidential race, Grant County went for Democrat Barack Obama, as did the state and the nation. In the U.S. Senate race, Democrat Martin Heinrich bested Republican Heather Wilson. In the District 2 U.S. Representative seat, Democrat Evelyn Madrid Earhart topped incumbent Republican Stephen Pierce locally. Nonetheless, Pierce will return to his seat as he won overall in the district. In New Mexico legislative races, Senator Howie Morales was unopposed and received 8,804 votes. In the District 38 representative race, Democrat Terry Fortenberry won the battle with incumbent Republican Diane Hamilton here in Grant County, but lost the war in the district, and Hamilton will retain her seat in the legislature. In the District 39 representative race, incumbent Democrat Rodolfo Rudy Martinez defeated Republican challenger John Zimmerman to retain his seat. In the 6th Judicial District, there were two races, one for judge and one for district attorney. For judge, Democrat Jennifer Delaney defeated Republican Jared Hofacket, who was appointed by Governor Martinez to fill a vacancy. In the DA's race, Democrat Francesca Estevez topped Republican George Zoka. Both are prosecutors in the Silver City District Attorney's Office. The District 3 County Commissioner race was won by Democrat Ron Hall over Republican Trent Petty. Incumbent County Clerk Democrat Robert Zamarripa repelled the challenge of Republican Lucy Whitmarsh. Steve Armendariz was unopposed and received 8,064 votes to win the county treasurer's seat. The local option Sunday liquor sales question passed by a vote of 6,228 to 4,061. The five constitutional amendments all passed statewide. Grant County voters approved Constitutional Amendment No. 1, which will increase the membership of the Judicial Standards Commission from 11 to 13. Three amendments make changes to the makeup and duties of the Public Regulation Commission. Constitutional Amendment No. 2 will require the legislature to enact a statute increasing the qualifications of PRC Commission members. Grant County voters approved the amendment. Constitutional Amendment No. 3 will move the authority to charter and regulate corporations from the PRC to the Secretary of State. Grant County voters opposed the move, but it was passed statewide. Constitutional Amendment No. 4 will move the regulation of insurance and other risk assumption companies from the PRC to the Superintendent of Insurance, appointed by the Insurance Nominating Committee. Grant County voters opposed this amendment, but it was also approved statewide. Constitutional Amendment No. 5 would create a Public Defender Department as an independent state agency, removing the authority of the governor to appoint the chief public defender and severing the department's administrative support ties with the Corrections Department. Grant County voters chose to approve the amendment. The three bond issues were passed locally and statewide. They were: Question A, $10 million for capital expenditures for certain senior citizen facility improvements. Question B, $10 million for capital expenditures for public library resource acquisitions. And Question C, $120 million for capital expenditures for certain higher education improvements. Western New Mexico University stands to gain about $4 million in funding. Additional details, including vote counts, are listed in the full article at Grant County Beat. And that concludes the News at Noon for November 8, 2012. Thanks for joining us.